The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go out and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died that we might live. Amen. Well, last week we heard from Jesus about planting seeds. This week he's talking about pulling weeds. They certainly go together, do they not? When I was a boy, as with most children, I had chores that I was assigned. Weekly chores. I had to take out the garbage in our house. My brother and sister both had chores as well. I think my sister had to vacuum the kitchen floor, and I don't remember what my brother did, but I'm sure neither of them did it as well as I did mine. Couldn't possibly. But occasionally we get asked to do kind of those special chores, the things you hadn't really counted on, and maybe weren't that good at. Well, one day my mother asked me to go out and to go to the myrtle that they had planted on the kind of on a little hill next to a house. I think it was probably too steep to mow, so they put myrtle in. And so it needed to be weeded, so Mom sent me out to pull the weeds. And I went out and worked diligently. I'm sure it felt like hours, but Mom came out, it's probably 15 minutes later. And she was appalled at what she found, because what I had created was a lovely little space mostly barren of anything. Because I didn't know one from the other. I just kept pulling. There's been a lot of weeding going on at Grace of late. Betty McMullen is much to be thanked, as is Judy Petticord. And Kim, you were doing that as well. I know there were hours spent this week. And I know it's been before that as well. Lots of weeding. We have beautiful gardens, and they have been restored to beauty through the weeding. I don't think I've gotten any better since my experience with the myrtle, so you might really not want me to do that, actually. But what I know about weeding is that it takes a lot more effort than the planting. However, I do have a couple tricks that I have learned for distinguishing between the weeds and the good plants. First is this. When you're weeding, give a tug, and if it comes out, then you know it's a good plant. So that's how you can tell the difference. Another way you could do it is to pull up everything, and what grows back was weeds. So there are tricks. Weeding's tough. And this is what Jesus was about today. The wheat and the weeds. Now the particular weed that he was talking to the disciples and others about was called darnel. And the problem with darnel was that it looks, when it's freshly growing, it looks exactly like the wheat which is freshly growing with it. So you don't want to pull it then. But when it gets older, and the wheat gets older, and you can tell them apart, the roots have become so enmeshed that if you pull out the darnel, you pull out the wheat. So the only thing to do is to wait until you take it all out, and then you can tell them apart, the roots are no longer the issue, and you can separate them. And the weeds you throw into the furnace, and the wheat you keep, and it is a product of life that is sustaining. And Jesus goes and explains this parable at the request of the disciples. This is really nice of him, and it would have been great if he had done it for every parable he told. This is one of the very few that we get explained by the master teller himself. And he said of this parable, he said, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man." This is God in Christ is planting the seed. "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one." Intertwined, cohabitating as it were. "And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels." He explains it, gives these little direct connections, which, by the way, is not the way we typically interpret parables, but it's an allegory. Everything stands for something else. The curious thing to me is we struggle to figure out where we fall into this. Most of us, I think, would like to fall into those good plants, the children of the kingdom. But one thing that is clear we are not is the reapers. The ones who reap and separate, Jesus says, are angels, which is another way of saying God. Angels are agents of God. God is doing the reaping. God is doing the separating. We are the ones to be separated. And yet we are so quick to want to step in for God. We want to do the separating. We want to do the judging. We are sure that we know who goes where, and that our knowledge is sure and right, and we are qualified to judge, and it is pure fantasy. It is not what God calls us to do. As we make our way through this field of wheat and weeds, this world of good and evil, struggling, hopefully, to be children of the kingdom, there's one thing that God is clear about. We are not called to judge the good from the bad. The story is told about the congregation who decided to take up this task. And they started weeding out the weeds from the wheat in the conversation, or the congregation. And it started getting smaller and smaller and smaller until there were only two of them left. A lovely couple, Joan and Don. But Joan said, "Well, it's just the two of us. I'm not really sure about Don." Judging is destructive. Judging destroys community. What's worse, we pass judgment on others based on rumor, innuendo, even lies. This breaks down community. When we as human beings step into God's role as judge, we break down community. The least we can do is seek truth in others, to be in relationship, to build up community. In the end, the message of this parable is about trusting God to do this task at the end of the harvest. It's about trusting God's love, that while we were yet sinners, God in Christ was and is reconciling us to God and to each other in Christ. It's about trusting that nothing under the sun can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's about trusting that, thankfully, God does not call us to know the myrtle from the weeds, and that God does not send us up on the hill to destroy the garden by trying to make that decision. I'll close with this. There's an old Cherokee who was telling his grandson about a battle that was raging within him. It was the battle between two wolves. He told his grandson that the first one was evil. Anger, envy, greed, arrogance, self-pity, gossip, resentment, false pride, lies, all of it evil. The other one was good. Joy, peace, love, serenity, hope, humility, kindness, generosity, truth, compassion, faith. This wolf was good, and it was in a battle with evil. The grandson thought about it for a moment. Then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf do you think will win?" And his grandfather said with great surety, "The one I feed." Amen.